The next day she laid the affair before Mr. Brocklehurst, who said that Mrs. Reed must be written to, as she was my natural guardian. A note was accordingly addressed to that lady, who returned for answer that I might do as I pleased. She had long relinquished all interference in my affairs. This note went the round of the committee, and at last, after what appeared to me most tedious delay, formal leave was given me to better my condition if I could, and an assurance added that as I had always conducted myself well, both as teacher and pupil at Lowood, a testimonial of character and capacity, signed by the inspectors of that institution, should forthwith be furnished me. This testimonial I accordingly received in about a month, forwarded a copy of it to Mrs. Fairfax, and got that lady's reply, stating that she was satisfied, and fixing that day fortnight as the period for my assuming the post of governess in her house. I now busied myself in preparations. The fortnight passed rapidly. I had not a very large wardrobe, though it was adequate to my wants, and the last day sufficed to pack my trunk, the same I had brought with me 8 years ago from Gateshead. The box was corded, the card nailed on. In half an hour the carrier was to call for it to take it to Lowton, whither I myself was to repair at an early hour the next morning to meet the coach. I had brushed my black stuff travelling dress, prepared my bonnet, gloves, and muff, sought in all my drawers to see that no article was left behind, and now, having nothing more to do, I sat down and tried to rest. I could not. Though I had been on foot all day, I could not now repose an instant. I was too much excited. A phase of my life was closing tonight, a new one opening tomorrow. Impossible to slumber in the interval. I must watch, feverishly, while the change was being accomplished. "Miss," said the servant who met me in the lobby, where I was wandering like a troubled spirit, "a person below wishes to see you." The carrier, no doubt, I thought, and ran downstairs without inquiry. I was passing the back parlour, or teacher's sitting-room, the door of which was half open, to go to the kitchen, when someone ran out. "It's her, I'm sure! I could have told her anywhere!" cried the individual, who stopped my progress and took my hand. I looked. I saw a woman attired like a well-dressed servant, matronly yet still young, very good-looking, with black hair and eyes and lively complexion.